Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Oh, there you go. Looks like Rap Sheet saying Devontae Adams to the Jets should be done today. There's no way he's going anywhere else.
Yeah.
He's sat out the last two games. So what are the Raiders supposed to do?
If Devontae Adams goes to the Jets, you think people are going to believe Aaron Rodgers when he said, I had nothing to do with Saleh getting fired?
Oh, wow. Pelissero's got it here. The Jets are sending a – this is happening right now. Jets are sending a 2025 third-round pick that can become a second-rounder to the Raiders for Devontae Adams. New York takes on the rest of Adams' salary and gets a chance to reunite him with Aaron Rodgers.
So now they got three big-time receivers. They had two last night. One was six for 100 and something, one for eight for 100 and something. You're going to add a third guy to it. Does it mess up their rhythm? Well, they don't have no rhythm any damn way.
I don't know that they're 2-4. You're adding Adams now. You've got Wilson. You've got Lazard. I mean, is that does Devontae? All right, so this is now official. Like, who's doing updates this morning?
News.
Let them know. Devontae Adams is a Jet. They're 2-4. How different do you think this makes things for the Jets?
I don't know how much difference it's going to make it.
Right now, the Jets are the 10 seed in the AFC at 2-4. The Broncos are ahead of them at 3-3. The Colts are ahead of them, the Chargers, the Steelers. Do you think now that they have Devontae Adams, the Jets are catching any of the following? Kansas City.
No.
Houston.
No.
Baltimore.
Nah.
The Bills, first place in their division.
They should have got them last night.
Yeah. If you're going to get it done Saturday so you can have the guy for Monday night.
Yeah.
Like, are they that stupid and simple-minded that they needed last night's loss to push them over the finish line?
My thing is, you got rid of your defensive head coach when your offense was the one that was sputtering. You played a game last night. Your quarterback threw an interception. So you go get another receiver. Is that going to make this team better? They've gone everything offense ever since Aaron Rodgers got there. Is it going to help them? Maybe. But it doesn't seem like it. When you start allowing one person to get everything they want, your whole team could get screwed up. That chemistry gets a little messed up, they're going to have problems. We'll see.
When is Rodgers on McAfee? Today? Tomorrow? I can't wait for him to again say, yeah, you know, I had nothing to do with this, but really excited to welcome Devontae in. So let's just look at the wild card teams in the AFC as of now. Yo, because we're week six. Like, the weather's cold. The leaves are falling. This ain't September anymore.
Uh-huh.
Steelers are 4-2. That offense is so bad that I don't know how real that is. But
that defense is so damn good.
And the head
they
coach.
They always have a chance.
The head coach just grinds out wins.
Yeah.
The Steelers are 4-2. It's the same math we can apply to Washington. You only need to get to 9 to get in. They've got, they played 6. They got 11 left. They got to go 5-6 down the stretch. Mm-hmm. I think they do it. The Chargers are 3-2. Jim Harbaugh says his heart has to stop beating for him to stop coaching. I kind of think the Chargers get in. The 7 seed is certainly wide open in the AFC. You've got the Colts and the Broncos at 3-3. Neither of those teams are good. The Dolphins are 2-3. The Jets are 2-4. You still have the Bengals lurking there at 2-4.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rest of these teams are god-awful. I don't know. The Jets, dude. What a train wreck. And
that it is.
Rodgers throwing picks at a rate he really hasn't done in his career.
I mean, he has thus far.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Because he normally finished seasons with 4-7. He may have that already.
He's got 5 already.
4-7.
Bro, like, the last 2 years in Green Bay, when they traded for Love, and then, in my opinion, he recommitted himself because he was pissed off. He won the MVP in 2020. He had 48 touchdowns against 5 picks in 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
This year, he's got 9 touchdowns to 5 picks. He just, the completion percentage down, all of it's down. Good luck. Jeffrey, Davante Adams, does that make the Jets a playoff team?
Of course. He's with Rodgers. And they got a defense. Breece Hall. Oh, yeah. Even though they were, I think they were a playoff team before they got Davante Adams. But
they're 2-4.
I think letting the coach go is going to affect the defensive play.
You think so?
I'm telling you.
So you think for real that this changes everything?
Yo, it can. We've seen it before.
Let me ask a more pertinent question then, Jeff. Davante Adams to the Jets cost a third rounder that may become a second. Is there a certain burgundy and gold Ashburn-based team that you wish would have made that deal?
They wouldn't have done that deal with them.
I don't think Davante would have done it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just hypothetical.
So we can sit up here and say we won, but our team, he wasn't coming here.
I don't know that we know now in the Jaden world. But
he wasn't coming here.
A third?
He already went out there and threw a hand grenade at DC. He wasn't coming here.
A third for a third that could become a second for Davante, Jeff. You want that?
I would have took that, no lie. I would have taken that.
Davante Adams so far this season has played 3 games, has 18 catches for 209 yards and a touchdown. He also hasn't played the last 2 weeks with a hamstring.
Watch him play this weekend.
I bet his hamstring gets
better.
He's going
to be full speed this weekend. hamstring has already healed.
Remember when...
As soon as he signed that thing, his hamstring... Oh, I feel better.
Remember when Jacoby was benched all year and never got a chance to compete for the job, and then they wanted to turn to him in week 16 and his hamstring got hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Hamstrings are funky, man. Hamstrings. Good luck to the Jets, man. Good luck to the Jets. They did just get an extra third rounder for Jahan. Could have called. I don't think Davante Adams gets the Jets into the playoffs. We'll see, though. They are playing good defense. Breece Hall last night.
I didn't hear Aaron Rodgers talk after the game, but Greg is saying, didn't he throw his receiver under the bus last night?
Probably. Well, what, on the touchdown throw to Garrett Wilson that he couldn't make?
Garrett Wilson will go right back at him, though.
Yeah. How does Garrett Wilson feel about Davante coming to town?
We're going to find out, won't we?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The other thing, because this trade just broke, if you just got in your car, Devontae Adams to the Jets, done deal. Raiders didn't get a lot back there. I think you really got to wonder about Crosby as we get closer to the trade deadline. I get that Pierce might not want him to go, and if I was Pierce, I wouldn't either. But if they have a competent person in the front office, and I don't know that they do, they got an owner with a bowl cut, but if you're the Raiders right now and you're 2-4 and you just traded away your best offensive weapon and you give an honest assessment of your quarterback room with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell and a head coach that you kept on an interim tag for a while, like, what are you building there? And maybe it's time to just tear it all down.
Man, I'm serious.
Because Crosby's going to get you way back more than Devontae.
I just think that the trade aspect, like you're discussing, basketball, baseball, yes. Football, you could be good next year.
I
wouldn't want to get rid of a guy that I know could still play for the next 3 to 4 years.
I mean, Washington did it with Sweat last year.
Sweat is not Crosby.
I agree. But Sweat's a good pass rusher.
He ain't Crosby.
When teams recognize it's a rebuild, we don't have anything here, maybe you're better off getting pieces. Maybe you're better off getting assets going forward.
But anyway, they probably got enough pieces already to be able to go make something happen.
They just traded away their best offensive player.
That offensive player wasn't playing for him. He was lying about a hamstring. Yeah, I'd get rid of him too.
It's pretty crazy. Crosby, I wonder what happens there. It'll be interesting. The absolute worst part of that game last night, undoubtedly, the refs. Most combined penalty yardage ever in an NFL game. 22 penalties, over 200 penalty yards.
But, you know, I
there were a lot of phantom
calls, man. I am
one
that kind of I'm not going to go with the real. I go with the NFL. Every year you're changing something, and you're telling them to look at this and look at that and look at this, look at that. They're making the game like baseball was when they took so damn long. Let the football players take care of who wins the game or not the referees. It's just like, I got to watch for this, I got to watch for that. You know, I'm looking. What the other day when I watched, was it the Commanders and Ravens? They were about to try to call a horse collar tackle.
Yeah.
When the guy was grabbed at the number.
Yeah.
Mid back. Come on, dog.
It was the Giants Bengals game that night.
Giants Bengals. Yeah. It's nowhere close to a horse collar. And they were gonna throw. They threw a flag, and they picked it up. But don't have the referees so scared that they just throwing flags all the damn time.
How about this maybe we could track down the audio of Rodgers completely throwing his receiver under the bus last night. That happened last night, and they trade for Devontae today. Because you could have gotten that done 3 days ago. The Raiders' comp was pretty well known.
He already knew that it was the trade was in working, and he was going, listen, you pissed me off. I'm going to mess with you because I know I got somebody coming.
How about this? This is I'm not going to say the name because they might not want me to. I just got a text from a friend of the program. What number will be greater by year's end? The number of Jets wins or the number of careers killed by Aaron Rodgers? I got it at Rodgers -1.5.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.